Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
But at the end of the study, they throw in that if you do 2 hours of work a day on a hobby, it would drop your risk of death by 21%. 2 hours a day on a hobby.
Just count as a hobby right here? It's like a hobby we get paid for.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do this as a hobby if I didn't do it for work.
Remember we talked about that hobby that you do?
Yeah.
That you don't share. It's just for you.
Yeah.
That's the hobby.
I started doing one.
All right. Don't tell me.
I can't.
Because if you tell me, you got to do another
one. I know.
One.
Yeah. No, I can't tell you what it is.
I don't think you did.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Once Kevin said, like, if you find a hobby to do outside that you don't tell anybody
it's
about.
It's not for anybody. It's
right.
For you.
This is just for me.
Can you give us a hint?
Not without giving it away. It's something. It's a new thing I'm trying.
Does it involve a hot glue gun?
A hot glue gun? No, no, it does not.
Does it involve a rope?
No ropes.
Any power tools?
No power tools.
Do you have to be naked to do it?
You don't have to be, but you can be.
Does it involve Snapchat?
No, but you're getting close.
Do you? Oh.
Well, you're building an app.
No.
For older gentlemen.
No. Oh. No.
Wait. He said Snapchat.
Snapchat was close.
Snapchat was close.
Wow. Are you doing...
I know. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think it's photography.
Nope.
Cam shows?
Nope. No cam shows. Nope.
That would be for the world.
You can make money on Snapchat, by the way, these days. So.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Nope, not that.
Why don't you just tell us?
Can't. Then
can't
I have to find a new hobby. Part of the thing of my new hobby. Yeah. I had two hobbies I picked up, actually.
Okay, don't tell them about it.
I don't think you have any hobbies.
Oh, I do. These are things that I'm into now.
And you're not tweeting about them?
Not tweeting about them, not telling anybody. These are things that fit my new lifestyle perfectly.
You fishing in the pond behind your house?
Kind of, metaphorically, but not physically.
Oh, you're on the prowl for trim in your neighborhood in the evenings.
Not in my neighborhood in the evenings, no.
I know what it is.
What is it?
You bought a boat.
No, didn't buy a boat.
Neighborhood watch.
Not neighborhood watch, nope.
Self-appointed neighborhood watch guy.
I'm always that, but no.
Cam shows.
That's already been guessed.
Are you sure you're not doing cam shows?
I'm 100% positive.
You're a cam boy.
I saw a guy who looked just like you on chat roulette.
Does this hobby make you any money?
No.
Okay, so it's just for fun.
Just for fun.
All right.
And maybe for love.
Oh.
Tinder is not a hobby.
Yes, it most certainly is.
Oh, man, that's not a hobby.
The hell it's not. I got two new hobbies, Tinder and Bumble. These are my new hobbies.
Oh, no.
Yeah. These are my interests.
What about Bristle?
Huh?
Bristler.
What's that?
It's for if you're looking for a guy with a beard.
I'm not looking for a guy with a beard.
I didn't know if you put a profile. JoJo told me about it.
Wow.
So wait, it's for girls who are looking for guys with beards? Or guys who are looking for guys with beards?
JoJo was looking for a guy with a beard. I think it was called Bristle or Bristler.
Oh, yeah. You got to get on there. Upload your profile.
I don't really consider this a beard, really.
You can grow it out a little more.
I don't want to. There's too much gray.
No, the ladies love that.
I'm into my hobbies right now. I'm just into my, I'm into doing what I do, and these are both my hobbies.
You getting any action?
No.
Come on, you've had matches.
Are you looking just for friends and dating?
I don't know what I'm looking for.
You don't know what you're looking for?
No, I've had conversations.
No bees in the hive?
I don't understand that hive thing with Bumble, but there's a lady who didn't know that I was me at first, and then found out I was me and didn't hate me. Great progress.
What about DMing women on Instagram? Is that a thing?
What?
Huh? I just didn't know if that might be a route for you to go down.
What, DMing women?
Yeah, DMing women on Instagram. Maybe if they throw you a follow.
Look, it was an attractive girl with a lightning.
Oh, good Lord.
You DM like 100 of them.
Just
send them all the same message.
No, just this one girl started following me. She was super hot and she had lightning stuff. So I was like, thanks for the follow. Go Bolts.
Then you got to go like 50 of her pictures.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't have DM'd her, I guess.
Well, so she followed you and then you DM'd her right away.
Well, not right away, but once I noticed that she was following me, yeah.
So we're around the 5 or 10 minute mark of her following you.
Probably. Well, she messaged back.
Oh, yeah, what'd she say?
I should wait, huh?
Yeah.
Well, at least let her slap a few likes on your pictures, and then you go in for the DM.
She did. That's how I started following her. She liked a photo of mine, so I started following her. And then I said, I said, thanks for the follow.
Ugh.
Okay, I didn't just say that. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh,
what did
Jesus
you say?
I said, number one, thanks for the follow. Number two, holy beep, you're gorgeous. Oh,
oh
Jesus.
My oh, God.
Take the phone. John, take the phone and read the rest. Take the phone and read the rest.
Number three, it's way too early to send creepy DMs. Have a great day.
What time was this?
7.
Oh.
A.M.?
Waffle.
Oh.
Yes, AM.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I haven't even had coffee yet.
Thirsty right off the...
So what happened? You can put your gear phone. What'd you say back? Come on.
You've come this far.
You said you're out of the game. You're not good at being out of the game.
God, I'm not good at anything.
He's an addict.
You're in the thick of the game.
You love the game.
thanks for the accept. I love the show. You guys always make me laugh.
Oh, you guys. Oh, she didn't break it down just for you.
You guys always make me laugh. Yay, that's what we were going for. Go Bolts.
Oh, you should have said, you want to give us guys some trim?
Let me know if you'd ever like to go to a game.
No. Wait.
I said that. And she said, I'm always down to go. Lightning games are my favorite pastime. I'm slightly obsessed.
So you're ready to commit to an evening out with this person that you know absolutely nothing about other than the fact that she's hot and wears some Lightning gear.
And she liked a couple of his pictures.
You don't even know if she has legs. That picture you showed, I mean, who knows what's going on? We just know what the...
Some guys can see past legless.
And I can't, too. We don't know much about her.
Do you know that that's her?
I don't know anything. I'm not good at being single.
Did it sound like she was into your offer? I can't tell.
I don't know anymore. I just want to delete her. Now I'm going to block her. I'm just going to go
ahead. You'll block her?
I'm just going to block her. I feel really awkward about all this. I'm just going to go ahead and block her.
Are you hoping she's listening right now?
No. And if she is, I'm very, very sorry.
Is that when you do most of your Tindering and bumbling is around 7 a.m.?
I don't think so. I don't really think I know what I'm doing until... Because I fall back asleep about 7:10 and I sleep until about 8:40. So I guess I was probably looking to fall back asleep, and I shouldn't say anything to people. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sure women love hearing from their favorite talk show host very early in the morning.
Yeah.
Sorry to her.
Yeah. Do you know that she's single?
No. I mean, there are no other pictures of dudes in her Instagram.
It's Bristler, by the way, connecting those with beards to those who want to stroke beards.
I don't have a very strokeable beard, though.
You got to get that beard back, man.
I don't like it. There's too much gray in it, and I feel all old.
Accept yourself.
I don't. What's up, Marcello?
I love the Lightning.
Oh. What's up, guys?
How you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. Two things. You know, I used to work in an assisted living facility, and you know why the old people live for so long?
Tell me.
Because they say what they think. They don't hold nothing back. They don't have no more worries in life, and every single night they have a drink, and they relax.
Yeah, that's a good way to go.
It's not complicated. That's not complicated. I mean, it's just simple life. I mean, it's just they say what they think. They don't have to worry about being politically correct. They don't worry about hurting your feelings.
Yeah.
You know, if they hurt your feelings, they hurt your feelings. Who cares? You know, I mean, it's just that's how the old people actually go in life.
I mean, he's got a point there. Don't worry about crap. Don't sweat the petty stuff. Pet the sweaty stuff. That's what they say.
Exactly.
All right, my man.
And the other thing.
Yes.
I think that the young kids right now, they're using the AR-15 platform like everybody's talking about. Because you see now all the video games, and especially your son, that's actually very good, very big on video games.
Yes.
That gun is the coolest gun you can get.
Yeah.
And, you know, they see that coolest part in it, and that's what I think the society is going to. They're blaming one object, but actually, these kids, they don't have no sense of morality, and no sense that they can hurt somebody else
right
by doing what they do in the video games.
Right on, my dude. I appreciate it. Have yourself a great night at Gennaro's, and we'll talk soon, all right?
Yeah, and I want your mother's recipe for that sauce. I really do.
Easy now, rude boy.
That's your mom's sauce.
Whoa, don't be dipping in my mom's sauce.
Ugh, I got to go see him. It's been a while.
Me too. Got to get on down to Paso Grill. My parents are going to be coming back to Siesta Key. I think I'll...
I think we'll
maybe meet up at like a, you know, get them to cross a bridge, meet up at Gennaro's.
Why don't they just stay out there?
They love Siesta Key.
That's all the same.
I know it is, but not to them.
Do you have any more messages on there? Have you DM'd any other Instagram ladies?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's okay if you have.
You're in a safe place.
We support you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we ended up with, it was like I asked if she wanted to go to a game or something.
Yeah.
And then she said.
Some girls message me, and I kind of keep them at arm's length.
Oh, because you don't like the way they look?
No, just because I, you know, I don't know why.
Yeah, you know why.
What do you got in there?
Nothing. There's nothing really good. I'm not really messing.
You're not arm's lengthing Kate Upton.
No, I guess I'm. Oh, so embarrassed. I'm no good at this stuff, guys. No,
so what happened after she said I'd love to?
Then I said I'm a recent hockey fan. I didn't used to appreciate it. And she said, yeah, it's a great sport. And I said, yeah, I guess you can teach an old dog new tricks. And she said, yeah. And then I left it at that.
So the stable.
Yeah.
The old stable.
Yeah, no girls.
They're all gone. You left the gate open.
They may all run free.
Okay.
None of those women
can come back into.
Oh, I never speak in the term of ever.
All right.
But like there's a reason things don't work out. So I'm just on to being me. I just like spending my time at home. I'm lonely and miserable.
Can you DM one woman who follows you on Instagram each morning and then read back the correspondence on the radio?
So great.
Sure. Love that. I could commit to that.
Yeah.
If the girls could DM me first, then that would be easier.
But that kind of kills the whole vibe.
Oh. Well, just send me a DM with an emoji letting me know that you're open to me DMing you, and then I'll DM you in the morning at 7 a.m., and then we'll read them on the radio so you guys can make fun of me.
Perfect.
Great. That's going to help my lonely condition.
All right, what do you want, a girlfriend?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to figure out what you want.
No, I am not ready for a girlfriend. I'm not even ready to go out on a date. I'm just thinking about what it would be like to go out on a date sometime.
And DMing people.
Right.
Well,
I'm planting the seeds, if you will.
Those people are going to respond and say, hey, let's do it. Let's go out on a date.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right, you're open to that.
I'm ready to be asked out for a date,
okay,
but I'm not ready to ask anybody out for a date.
I like hockey. Do you like hockey?
Yeah, and then they can say, hey, take me to a game. And I go, why don't I take you to a game? But I'm not ready to really ask anybody out. I would just like to be asked out.
I mean, that's tough, though. You get free tickets from E-Blank and the Lightning, and then they run in. You go, oh, who's this? Oh, just a lady I met on Instagram this morning. Soaking up the perks of the Channel Chase Club.
Have you thought about dating a different type of woman?
Go on.
Well, I mean,
older?
Something that's different from what you have experienced. I don't know if there's something else that interests you. Or maybe you're looking for something specific. I don't know.
Sane and rational would be good. That'd be a little different. It'd be
all
a nice
right,
switch.
Well, okay.
What about I just start dating my ex-girlfriend again? What do you mean?
I was going to bring that up. I was going to ask if the light was still on.
Oh, my mom said, yes. Yeah, I know. I don't. I mean, she's probably completely done with me, but,
Are you sure?
I'll always be.
Let me go to Facebook and see.
Mom said yes to Gennaro's.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
they'll
good.
Love it.
Yeah.
They'll love Marcello.
Yeah.
They'll be there for 4 hours.
They ride on the beach in Siesta Key?
I think so, yeah. Why?
I was just curious. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't met your mom yet. It might be a good opportunity for me to get down there.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yep. We'll hit a daiquiri shack.
Mm. Yeah, get a daiquiri.
A lot of fun.
Tell them to stay at the Don Cesar.
Okay, I'll tell them that. All right, let's take a moment. When we come back, what's this women on women crime that you have about ladies taking shots at other females' fashion stuff?
Man,
love this.
I think a lady from the New York Times went in on women who are yoga pants at the gym, and even Jen Epstein from Fox 13 clapped back at this lady this morning. Yeah, women are not happy.
Why would anybody try to shame women wearing yoga pants at the gym? That's where you're supposed to wear them.
This lady is saying that you put them on to be sexy, which means that you want the attention.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
That's very true.
I don't know. I don't know if women put on yoga pants because they want attention or it's because they're comfortable.
Oh, yeah. You know when you put on yoga pants that guys are looking at your ass. You know
maybe,
it.
But maybe you don't care.
Right.
Because of the comfort.
Correct.
Because they all say they're comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, this woman's had enough.
Well, and we'll find out her very controversial yoga pant ass comments when we come back on Drew Garabo Live. Fran Hosh has some great events coming up for you, and they are as follows. Tonight, Tuesday, JT's Roadhouse Bike Night in Tampa, 6 to 10. Live music, bike show, food and drink specials. Tomorrow night, Fran Hosh Bike Night at Quaker Steak and Lube, the biggest and baddest bike night in town every Wednesday night. Live music gets started at 6. Quaker Steak Lube and Lube Bike Night just got better, too. You stop by every bike night and sign up for a chance to win a Harley-Davidson Sportster 1200 donated by the Fran Hosh Law Group and Burt's Barracuda. Thursday is Peggy Corral's Bike Night in Palmetto. That's the last Thursday of every month, 7 to 10, an outside party with entertainment, vendors, bikes, games, and more. Friday night is Friday Night Bikes happening at Harley-Davidson in Tampa from 6 to 9. Cornhole, you can find a baby in the king cake, tons of beads, and more. And then this weekend, Biff Burger Bike Night. That happens every Saturday night in Pinellas. For more information, go to theboneonline.com and check out the Bone Biker Bar.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.